Longtime Boston author Dennis Lehane has had books made into films, Mystic River, Gone Baby Gone. For the new movie The Drop, he wrote the screenplay first and then the book. The screenplay was actually based on a short story about a guy who finds a pitiful dog left for dead in a trash can. Bob, played in the movie by Tom Hardy, tends to take in strays. He lives frozen in amber in his late parents' house and tends to neighborhood drunks as they dream of a more glorious past. In his job as bartender at his cousin Marv's bar. There is change in the air. The Boston Irish gangs have been replaced by vicious Chechen bookmakers. In this scene from the film, Cousin Marv, played by the late James Gandolfini, rails from his barca lounger at Bob, whose eyes are opening.
When I walked into a place, people sat up. They sat up straight. They noticed. What'd you ever have? A bar stool that you put that old biddy at and bought her free drinks. And don't think I don't know that you did it on purpose. That was my stool, and nobody sat on that stool because it was Cousin Marv's stool. And that meant something. That meant something.
But it didn't. Ever. It was just a stool.
Soon, a vicious ex-con is coming for that stray dog. The police and the Chechens are coming for Bob and Marv, each digging deep into their Boston street smarts to get the drop on the other. But wait a minute. The book is all Boston. The movie is set in Brooklyn, and Dennis Lehane has moved to California. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what is going on? Dennis Lehane, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You have moved to California recently. That was an earthquake here.
Yes. We went to test it for a year because I was getting so much work. And in that 12-month period, my wife and kids turned around and said, 348 days of really nice weather. That's kind of fun.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if the move to California was partially about the scene kind of changing here. I mean, this Boston that you've written about so exquisitely is changing.
It's funny because that's a lot of what The Drop, ultimately the book The Drop is about the sort of vanishing world and how hard you try to hold on to that. There's one character in the book who truly can't let go of the past, and he's the most dangerous guy in the book.
Which one? There's so many dangerous ones.
As the book progresses, because you don't know where he stands, he becomes very dangerous to Bob.
There's a moment where Cousin Bob visits him, and there's a viciousness to Marv.
Yeah.
But there's also a sweetness. He lives with his sister. They get in their barca loungers every night and watch TV.
My favorite scenes in the book are the scenes with him and his sister. And they were scenes that I fought really hard to keep in the movie. And they ultimately ended up getting in the movie, I think, because Gandolfini just hit them out of the park.
This is James Gandolfini, who plays Marv, again, sort of the older, more heartless, than Bob. Bob seems to have a core. But it's interesting, I have to tell you. When I was reading the book, I'd heard, Gandolfini's in the movie. I thought he was Bob.
Oh, it's interesting.
Bob, who lives in the house that his parents lived and died, and he still lives in the same house.
Yep.
He can't seem to break out of the go to mass every day, do your work, be a good boy. I pictured Gandolfini as that. I'm wondering, is that something that's tough for an author? It used to be we'd form our vision of the characters and then we'd see what the movie cast them at. Now people are going to be reading the book with the characters already formed.
That's okay. I've never had trouble with the casting of my books because I never lock on physically to characters unless there's something very specific about their physicality.
Wait, you don't have a picture in your mind's eye?
I have a picture, but it's a little vaguer than you'd think. When I was writing this, the book, well, I'd already written the script. I'd already seen the first draft of the film. So I already knew who was who. It didn't affect me any more or less.
Well, it's affecting me.
Okay,
because,
that's good.
Again, I had James Gandolfini in the role of Bob, who has this sweet core to him.
And I know he's, in real life, it's Tom Hardy who plays the part.
Right. And Bob makes the observation. I want to go back to you talking about this idea that change is in the air. Bob goes over to that sad little barca lounger TV room, and he's sitting there and he says it's like a calendar that people forgot to change the page.
Yeah. And by the end of the book, he is looking at the lives of his friends and saying, nobody's moved on here.
Except for Dennis, who moved to California and left everyone behind.
Boy, I am getting crucified today, and I deservedly so. Fair enough, but I am getting crucified today in this city for this.
We can't help but read and see some of these layers of your own story. You moved on from this neighborhood in a way. I mean, just in a physical way, although you're still writing about it. And then, the dog.
Oh, there was no connection between that. That was what was so surreal.
Well, let's explain.
On December 24th, 2012, I believe, I kind of famously lost a dog because it was a slow news week.
And people responded to this idea that people who didn't even know it was you.
It was so wonderful. It was the outpouring of people's response to that was forever moved me. Then I have a book in which a guy finds an abandoned dog. It was completely 100% coincidental. The first chapter was written in 2001,
long
11
before
years
you lost Tessa.
Before I lost Tessa. So,
but I just wondered, in the drop the book,
yeah,
you can maybe embellish a little on that experience. And I was just wondering what you were saying about what an animal does to the character Bob.
Well, the original title of the short story, the original working title of the script, and the title of the first chapter of this book is Animal Rescue. And that was always what it was to me. Not just you're rescuing the animal. The animal is rescuing you, because Bob is a guy who's in need of rescuing. And then he finds this dog. And in finding the dog, he meets a woman. And in meeting the woman, he begins to open up his heart. And the moment he opens up his heart, all these negative forces begin to press in on him.
Well, how did you up and move this thing that we think we know, the going to mass and then maybe casually committing a murder the next day? How did that move to Brooklyn?
To Brooklyn. The producers approached me first and said, we're worried that essentially the Boston crime-based story has become a victim of yours and Ben Affleck's success. That between Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone and The Town, you're looking at this slew of films that came out of Boston, all ultimately kind of about that. What if we went somewhere as where? And they said Brooklyn. And I was just about to move to Brooklyn myself for 3 months to work on Boardwalk Empire. And I said, well, I'll be there. So, sure, let's give it a shot.
What did you do that made it Brooklyn as opposed to—
Honestly, nothing. I didn't do anything.
What does that say to you?
I can't pretend not to be a tourist looking in through a window. And that's what I was.
But I'm wondering if it says that people who are trapped in their neighborhoods and in the violence, they can't trust the cops because they'll, you know.
I think that's universal. This sense, I think, that the world is, for most people, a lawless world. I don't think that's unheard of, particularly in poor cultures.
So, Dennis Lehane, you live in California now. You're being told that maybe this thing that you just were the best at, capturing a certain voice, giving even the most inhumane their humanity, you know, finding the humanity.
Sure.
What are you going to do now? What are you?
I keep doing it. Hemingway wrote best about Michigan when he was in Paris. He wrote best about Paris when he was in Idaho. I'm never, ever, ever not writing. My novels will all be set in Boston from this point. I will never stray afield. I can write scripts set anywhere. I can do that. But for Boston, I always want to be in this world.
Well, and it's one you know well. Dennis Lehane, his latest book is The Drop, adapted from the screenplay of the new film. We'll post an excerpt at hereandnow.org.
Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, the film opens tomorrow.